The whole month we celebrate the devotion to the Holy Rosary. And over the weekend, well, it was time once again for people across the Archdiocese and even north of the Archdiocese to come together and pray the Rosary at the Rosary Bowl Northwest. Joining us today, after she's gotten coffee all set, and I think she might have done a little bit of filing and picking up around here at Mater Dei Radio, Dina Marie Hale joining us today, the founder and organizer of Rosary Bowl. Good morning, Dina Marie.
Hey, good morning, Brenda, Brian. Wow, happy Feast of Our Lady of the Holy Rosary.
Now, you specifically pick the closest weekend to this feast day in order to do the Rosary Bowl.
Partially, but really first Saturday, because again, that's a special devotion, first Saturday of October, because the month of October, yes, is the month of the Holy Rosary. So the first Saturday and the month of October. Some people said, well, why not May? Because May is, of course, a Marian month, a month of May, sure, honoring our Blessed Mother. But we really, actually, we thought about having a Rosary event during the month of May. So that was kind of the seeds were planted as I attended the first Rosary Bowl event in California of its kind, in honor of Father Patrick Peyton. And so then we came back in 2007 and said, okay, what's another special month for Our Lady in the Rosary? Obviously, it's October.
Sure.
And we have that first Saturday and first Friday devotions, particularly from the Our Lady of Fatima, has invited us to have a special time to pray the Rosary, to meditate on the Rosary, to go to confession, to be able to receive Holy Communion, and have time to really focus on our relationship with Mary as she guides us closer to Jesus. So that's always been our time, first Saturday. And this year, again, it was on the 4th of October.
Oh, it was an amazing day. I mean, the weekend was fantastic.
Yes.
And people from across the area, you said even up north from Clark County, they made that trek all the way down to Salem. 19 years now that has been happening.
Yeah, 19 years. It was wonderful to see, definitely from Clark County, from Cowlitz County, maybe even from Lewis County, because I saw some further north. I know a couple of ladies that were from Medford.
Whoa.
That came. So from north to south, east to west, this was, you know, and it's intended to be this whole family event. And it's not just for my parish, but my parish is the whole universal church, right? From Rome to Richland to Rockaway Beach. You know, this is our church, our people of faith to come together. So, and that's one of the reasons why it's not in a particular Catholic church is, one, it's a little bit bigger event and we take a lot more space that we can use in a particular one local church. But we bring people together to unify our prayers, to welcome people. And in fact, I met another gentleman. He said, you know, I just came into the Catholic Church this Easter vigil. And I always get excited to meet those who come up to me and say, you know, I just entered the Catholic Church. And, you know, their eyeballs are just kind of like this as they see this large family, as they have an opportunity to come for Mass and just see the beauty of the Catholic Church. And that's what we like to share, is our devotion to Mary, our love for Jesus Christ, and to bring people into the presence of Jesus.
I love how you point that out, that how many people have found conversion because of praying the Rosary. It's like we put Christ, you know, he is divine, he is God, and how can we as humble human beings approach him? All we need to do is look to his mother, a human like us who walked the earth also. And it is, for many people, an entry point, a pathway through Mary to Jesus. And it's that Rosary that plays such an integral role. So looking back on the weekend, what were some of the highlights that people were able to see along with praying the Rosary, and who did they get to hear?
Yeah, well, definitely a big thank you to our auxiliary bishop, Peter Smith. He has come most every year. And so we are always so blessed. And he always has amazing words of wisdom. And he's so relatable. He usually asks the crowd a question. You kind of like, oh, I need to have the answer to this. But he's just such a beautiful shepherd in our church. So thank you, Bishop Smith, for coming, for celebrating Mass, our deacons and our priests and our seminarians. We saw three amazing amazing seminarians from Mount Angel Abbey, Marcos and John and Beto, and they served and they were joyful and they talked with the people. And I think that's one of the things I love about Rosary Bowls. We start to see the formation of our communities, whether it's holy matrimony or the holy priesthood or holy religious life. We get to see those foundations, and how many of our seminarians have served at a Rosary Bowl Mass, and now they're one of our priests. Now they're one of our permanent deacons. You know, we have seen this growth in the church. A lot of people were excited about St. Carlo Acutis, of course, and we had a beautiful display of the Eucharistic miracles of the world, which came from Carlo Acutis. We had a third class relic that was there that people could touch. We had beautiful holy cards there that you could take some of those cards home with Carlo Acutis to pray and ask for his intercession. People love to see. And in fact, you know, since 2009, Brenda, we've had that Eucharistic miracles display. People think about it now because mm-hmm. Carlo Acutis has taken so much of our media attention, and rightfully so. But we've known about Carlo since 2009. So it's been beautiful. We could share that every year. And then Father John Marshall, who people have heard here many times on Mater Dei Radio, he came to lead us in the rosary, which was so beautiful. And then he came and had a talk for us in the afternoon and really focused on Our Lady of Hope. We celebrated the Mass, for that Mass was a votive Mass to Our Lady, Queen of Peace. So we were looking at peace. We were also looking at hope and looking at some of the stories that connect Mary with hope and entering into our lives. As you talk about conversion, you know, Mary's that gentle mother, mm-hmm. but she also has a desire to bring all children to her son. And so, you know, to just wrap her arms around each and every one of us. So it was a very powerful time of prayer, coming together, people just sharing stories. To see the vitality and the vibrancy of the Catholic Church was beautiful. And again, just my thanks to the Knights of Columbus, the Fourth Degree, all of the volunteers, Our Lady of the Lake, Lake Oswego. I had a great hospitality team that kept the people fed and coffeed up. That was wonderful. Mary Beth and your team, it was beautiful. So from top to bottom, it was just a beautiful day, and lots of graces, I believe, were handed out.
Dina Marie Hale joining us today as we look back and celebrate another great Rosary Bowl. Dina Marie, leading up to the weekend, we were listening to the ladies in Utah from St. Germain's Pregnancy mm-hmm. Center, and they were hoping to get some donations of diapers. How did that go for them?
It was great. In fact, some of the first ladies who walked in the door, they had bags of diapers. Where do we put these diapers? So the girls were there, the Heritage Club, which is I still call it a Catholic Girls Club at St. Joseph's in Salem. They were there in their little uniforms. They had big signs that said diaper drive, and so they are always stationed next to Oregon Right to Life. And so we had a great display, as Oregon Right to Life always has marvelous materials of pro-life resources, and then our Heritage girls that were taking the diapers. So thank you for helping out St. Germain's Pregnancy Center. And again, just a reminder, just to be aware of all of our pregnancy centers, the maternity homes. I think of the Father Taft maternity homes, all of the efforts locally, 40 Days for Life, that we need your prayers, we need your abilities to be a sidewalk counselor, we need the resources. So from baby clothes to resources for moms to, you know, diapers and things, not just one day, but every day, keep supporting all of those pregnancy centers and support our Respect for Life.
Oh, absolutely. Well, again, all of that has been done. It was a wonderful weekend. Looking forward to next year. When do you have to start planning for that one?
Yesterday.
Okay.
We've already got, you know, some plans. But really, my just like Father John Marshall said, you know, I'm really listening to the Holy Spirit to guide. I really want Our Lady to lead in what we're going to do. And so, you know, this next month is really dedicated to All Saints and Souls retreat coming up. And then we're going to just hear, what do you want, Lord? What do you need, Our Lady? The date is already set, October 3rd. That's the first Saturday of 2026. So Lord willing, and Jesus doesn't come, we're going to have that Rosary Bowl. It'll be the 20th year. So, you know, that's a significant anniversary. You know, if you have a 20-year anniversary, a 20-year birthday, we're going to see, you know, what does the Lord want for us? And so I would encourage people to pray about it. And those of you who would like to help out, to donate, to volunteer, we'd love to hear from you. And we'll continue to pray each day for peace, the Holy Rosary.
All right. Now, as you move forward, Dina Marie, you have got all kinds of things. You're always looking towards the next thing. We know that the Advent season will be here soon enough, and we're going to kind of talk about there's some retreats and things that people can join, maybe kind of jumping off of this excitement from Rosary Bowl and then just go a little bit deeper. Stay with us into the next half hour. We're going to find out what you got coming up on the horizon.
Okay, I'll get a cup of coffee.
We were laughing here a little bit when I turned the mics on because Dina Marie is joining us. We are just having too much fun on this beautiful Tuesday morning, this feast day of Our Lady of the Rosary, the Feast of the Holy Rosary, yes. Our Lady of Victory. Dina Marie, maybe you can help us a little bit and offer me tips, because this is the thing that I have been talking about a little bit, is that I got into the habit of praying that rosary every day when I get into my car. But I am also human, and I get very distracted when I'm going down the road and I realize I'm praying the rosary because for so many years after praying those Hail Mary, you forget that there's supposed to be an intention. When you maybe sometimes lose distraction, what's important for you when you're praying your rosary so that way you maintain your focus throughout that whole rosary? I need some tips here.
Right. Well, and I'm certainly human as well. My mind will scatter and I'll do this, I'll do that. I do, like today when I was driving here, and I picked the Joyful Mysteries of the Rosary, even though it's Tuesday, but it's a special feast day for Our Lady. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm going to do the Joyful Mysteries of the Rosary. And so what I like to do is I like to take that first, you know, the Joyful Mysteries of the Rosary. And then I think about, what does that mean to me for the Annunciation? And then I just kind of, and because I'm in the car and I'm my own audience, I'll just speak aloud, my intentions, like, okay, Lord, I'm going to be praying for all of those who need to hear the word of God, all those who need to respond like Mary with that wonderful yes. Yes, Lord, I want to do your will. And I just kind of talk out what might be coming to me. And it might be a certain person that I want to pray for. It might be a certain, I always start the rosary right now with Pope Leo, pray for peace. Mm-hmm. We typically pray for peace, but then I'm thinking, where are the places that we need peace. You know, we certainly know worldwide, but there might be in our own homes, there might be in our own families, maybe in our parishes, maybe there's places in our communities where there's discord, there's some disunity. And I want to pray for some peace on the corner of Fifth and Main, you know, or in this particular organization, or, you know, with this group of people that I know might have some unrest, or with broken families, or maybe couples that are contemplating divorce. I want to bring in peace. And so I think just trying to remind myself of a particular intention, and then holding those rosary beads. You know, okay. I have in my car, I got these rosary beads that are real heavy, and I got that rosary from Mount Angel Abbey on a retreat, and it's got a St. Benedict medal on it, you know, and I just hold that rosary, the beads are real, and I just kind of, my fingers go on those beads, and that reminds me, I'm praying the rosary. So it might take me back. It's just those beads, and I hold on to that crucifix. And who's on that crucifix? Well, my Lord and Savior, you know? And so those types of those things that are kind of something that I feel, the senses are, get back on track, Dina Marie, and then maybe focus on, you know, have that image of Our Lady. Maybe just, not when you're driving, close your eyes, but you might be able to close your eyes just for a moment and just think about Our Blessed Mother. Just think about maybe your favorite. I've got, you know, a couple of special images of Our Lady in the home. Just think about that and get you back on track.
I love that idea of praying the Hail Marys as you go along. If I'm cut off, maybe in traffic, maybe instead of calling them a name, I'll say, this Hail Mary is for you, or for that business that I pass by, or for that poor soul that I see homeless and, you know, on the side of the road. Yeah. Dina Marie Hale is with us today. Get out your rosary beads. It's a great day, as every day is, to pray your rosary. So now you've got a future date for next year's Rosary Bowl, but your eyes are ahead as to what work needs to be done right now in our community. And you've got some great events coming up that you want to invite people to join you.
I absolutely invite the women listening today. If you've never been on a weekend retreat, or maybe it's been a while since you've been on a weekend weekend retreat to come on the first weekend of November. It's the weekend of All Saints and All Souls. It's my second annual Saints and Souls Women's Retreat. So we will be gathering at the St. Benedict Guest House and Retreat Center at Mount Angel Abbey. The seminarians are there. You know, obviously, if you've ever been to Mount Angel Abbey, it's a beautiful place to go to be quiet, to be prayerful. But we're going to focus on following the footsteps of the saints and really learning from their saintly wisdom. How do I follow in the footsteps of the lives of the saints during that weekend? Saturday will be the Feast of All Saints Day, and Sunday will be the Feast of All Souls Day. We'll have an opportunity to be in a prayer with the monks in the Abbey Church. Time for spiritual direction, if you want. Certainly time for confession and adoration. And there's something special that just, you know, these things happened for a reason, and I don't know the reason, but somehow I learned about the Holy Shroud Institute, the Shroud of Turin Institute, which is in Springfield, Oregon. I didn't know about it before, but they have a life-size replica of the Holy Shroud of Turin.
Wow.
And they are able to bring that to your church within a particular distance. So I contacted them and I said, would Mount Angel be in your vicinity? And they said, absolutely. We've wanted to go to Mount Angel. I said, could you bring it for the women who go on this retreat? So I'm working with the Holy Shroud of Turin Institute to bring a life. It's 14 feet long. This is the life-size replica of the Holy Shroud of Turin.
Wow.
So if you can't go to see the shroud, which is typical for most of us, the shroud is coming to you, and they call this the gospel of the cloth. It speaks the gospel, right? It speaks the resurrection. We can't explain in human terms and scientific terms the Holy Shroud of Turin. So, ladies, you're going to have an opportunity to meditate on that during this weekend of the retreat. It's going to be a beautiful time to just get away from the busyness of life. Wherever you are, raising kids, you're newly retired, you've got a business, you're working, take the weekend off. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 31st of October, the 1st of November, and the 2nd of November, and come with us to pray with the monks. The information is on my website, dinamarie.org, but it's going to be a beautiful time to be on retreat and to listen to what God has for you. Listen, I love how Julian Durko says, you know, what's God's plan for your life? You know, God has a plan for each and every one of us in different seasons of your life. As you're looking at your grandchildren, getting older, you've got a different role to play in the lives of your children than you did when they were teenagers. So where am I right now, Lord? And our Blessed Mother will guide us. Of course, the holy angels will guide us. And we're going to ask for the guidance of the saints during this weekend. So it's going to be a great time. And I invite ladies who are listening right now to join me.
All right. Now that is just coming up. You know, that's just at the end of this month, mm-hmm. So a few weeks away. And then also, you know what starts next month? Advent.
Yes.
It actually begins on November 30th. Are you looking ahead? Are you planning any special retreats for that very special season?
Absolutely. So north of me in Washington State, I'll be in Yelm, Washington to kind of kick off the Advent season. I'll be there for a Saturday, which is the Feast of St. Nicholas on that first Saturday of December. And then I don't think if I could go any further than Brookings, Oregon, but I will be at Our Lady's Star of the Sea for a special. It's going to be like a 3-day event. So at Gold Beach and at Brookings, I'll be doing some retreats with Father Justice. They just celebrated a big jubilee, I think 100-year anniversary of the parish. The Archbishop was there. They had Steve Ray there. They've had a lot of activities. So I'm excited. Rob and I are going to make this a big road trip to get down to Brookings. And I've got a little opening in the middle. So I'm looking for you, parish, north or south, Washington or Oregon, that you'd like to maybe plan something during the month of December. I'd love to come on out and have faith moments come maybe on the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. So that's coming up as well. So Advent is definitely going to be a full season, but I'm looking forward to going to Yelm. Yelm and Lacey, Washington are covered by that parish family. And so Father Brian Oakes, who was my pastor when I first came to St. Rose of Longview, he's now up serving the communities in Yelm and in Lacey. So I've only been to UVM once, so I'm excited to visit the community there. It's going to be a blessing.
Well, for listeners thinking, yeah, it is time for us mm-hmm. to be planning for our Advent season, be sure to check out Dina Marie's webpage. How can people get in contact with you to have the have an invitation to come to their parish?
Easy, dinamarie.org, dinamarie.org.
All right, fantastic. Well, Dina Marie, thank you so much for joining us today. Prayers and blessings on this very special feast day. Thanks for being with us.
I'll see you soon.